local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7.05, FM Talk 106.5. Chilly start on your Monday. 43 right now, heading for a high in the 50s. More detail with Dr. Bill's forecast coming up next, right after Kane with our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the StoneArmsInc.com traffic center, a few accidents we've had. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have been able to clear out of the roadways. Traffic starting to build now again across the Bayway from the 1065 split heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, but no delays at Moffitt, Dolphin, Airport, and 65, and no new wrecks in the roadways. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool again with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7.07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, online at fmtalk1065.com with the latest in news, weather, and traffic. We do it every weekday morning. Right now, we check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. I wanted to get you a quick headline that I saw online. Mobile Fire Rescue, they are on the scene at a house fire on Katy Street. They say developing scene. Updates will be provided as information becomes available. They say this residential fire is fully involved. So there are multiple companies there. They tweeted that about 34 minutes ago. So just be mindful of that if you are familiar with that street, Katy Street, K-A-T-Y-E Street. Good news from Prattville as a missing teenager is now safe. Prattville authorities confirmed that 14-year-old Bradley Cole Blake had been missing since Tuesday. He left his dad's home and may have been trying to travel to his mom's home. Details are very limited, but police confirm he is in good health and he has been reunited with his family. More details are expected to come in the coming days. Here in Mobile County, a dozen Blount High School students have been suspended for taking prescription drugs while on school property last Thursday. Authorities believe that 10 children took Xanax, which is described as a class of drug designed to treat anxiety and panic disorder. Those same 10 children have also been referred to a drug education program, and good news, their parents are expected to complete that program with them. As for the two remaining children who are believed to have brought the drugs into the school, they've been recommended for expulsion. The situation is classified as a Class D offense. At this hour, it's unclear as to the dosage of the pills and just how many the students may have ingested. The Pritchard Police Department, though, is currently investigating this situation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7.09, FM Talk 106.5, and it's Inauguration Day in Montgomery. Has Governor Kay Ivey got things started over the weekend with the party down here in our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. And today, the official day with the inauguration. Over the weekend, you did have the festivities at Gulf State Park with people bringing children's books to help the governor with her goal to promote childhood literacy. We got the books now, Governor. Now the key is getting you and other folks with the state, getting the kids to read the books.
Right.
If we could only have more books about Minecraft, the kids would have... Tony Kennan, by the way, this is interesting. So Tony Kennan, Mayor of Orange Beach, said Governor Ivey and her staff are really working well with us, mm-hmm. probably better than any governor in a long time. That is, you know, part of what I've asked some of the state folks and said, hey, you know, is there a nod of the hat here to the Gulf Coast? Because often we feel like we are a forgotten colony down here in Southwest Alabama, and having the governor do part of her inauguration down here. Was that, I think it's somewhat of a celebration at Gulf State Park, but maybe mm-hmm. a combination. But yeah, you had Mayor Tony Kennan talk about working well with the governor. I would say over the weekend, people were saying, well, how much state money was spent, like, or city money was spent on this? It's like $10,000. You know, this is a gubernatorial inauguration. If the state and local municipalities spend $10,000 or $20,000 in taxpayer money, it's not unheard of. I mean, yeah. We're not talking about super exorbitant. I mean, mm-hmm. that's, you know, it is the inauguration of the governor of the state. But we'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Our buddy Jeff Poor is set up in Montgomery getting ready for the inauguration. We'll check in with him, talk to him about some of the festivities today, and kind of pull back and get the 30,000-foot view of what the next 4 years for Governor Ivey might look like. We'll talk about that, and a lot of that's dependent on what the legislature does, and they, of course, go back into session officially coming up in early March. All right, more news on the way from WKRG right here at FM Talk 106.5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, Kay Ivey will be sworn in again as Alabama's governor. The day's events begin with a prayer service at First Baptist Church, then the swearing-in ceremony at 10. Ivey kicked off her inaugural events with a party in Gulf Shores over the weekend. A man is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting in Mount Vernon. The shooting happened early Sunday morning at Barbecuing with My Honey. That's a bar on Highway 43. Authorities say a bullet was fired during a fight in the parking lot. It went through the wall of the bar. 39-year-old Wendell Barnes was shot in his head.
He was my baby football coach, and he was awesome dad, father, husband, everything.
Two missing fishermen will be remembered at a prayer vigil tomorrow in Theodore. That vigil will be held at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road, the same place where Floyd Nelson and David Stegman launched from Tuesday when they set out for a fishing trip. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Get ready for the 2019 Charity Chase, Saturday, January 26th in downtown Mobile, starting and ending at O'Daly's Irish Pub, 564 Dolphin Street. The Alabama Coastal Foundation is one of the local charities that you can choose to race for and support ACF initiatives by racing in the 5K or even the 1 mile fun run. $5 of your registration fee goes to your favorite charity. Details at joinacf.org.
Good morning, 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL down to four teams now after four divisional round playoff games were played over the weekend. The four teams remaining were the four top-scoring NFL teams this season and the four top seeds in the playoffs. On Saturday, the AFC's top-ranked Kansas City Chiefs beat the Indianapolis Colts 31-13. Kansas City's Damian Williams ran for 129 yards and a score, and MVP candidate quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 278 yards. The Chiefs are now headed to their first AFC title game appearance since 1994. In the second game Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Dallas Cowboys 30-22.
They've got the win, 30-22 over the Dallas Cowboys. Next stop, the NFC Championship game.
That final call from ESPN, 7:10 a.m. in L.A. The Rams had two running backs hit the century mark in the win. C.J. Anderson picked up 123 yards and two touchdowns, outpacing starting running back Todd Gurley, who had 115 yards and a touchdown of his own. It was the Rams' first playoff win in 14 years. On Sunday, the New England Patriots beat the L.A. Chargers 41-28 to earn a ticket to their eighth straight AFC Championship game. Sony Michel led the Patriots with 129 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Here's his second touchdown in the first quarter.
Running it, Michel, untouched so far, dives for the pylon. Touchdown, New England.
And a really cool story from the game, former University of Mobile basketball player Sarah Thomas became the first female official to work an NFL playoff game. Thomas became the first woman hired by the NFL as a full-time official in 2015. And to wrap up the weekend, the number one seed New Orleans Saints outlasted the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome on Sunday afternoon to win 20-14. Drew Brees passed for 301 yards and two touchdowns. 171 of those yards went to Michael Thomas, who had 12 catches and one touchdown reception. Marcus Lattimore had two interceptions for the Saints, including the game-clinching pick as the Eagles were driving with 2 minutes to play.
They get this off with a two-minute warning. A little surprise. Foles back, throws. Intercepted! Went right through Jeffrey's hands! It's Lattimore!
The two conference championship games will be played on Sunday. At 2:05, the Saints host the Rams, and at 5:40, the Chiefs host the Patriots. In college football news, two more Alabama Crimson Tide players on Sunday announced their intentions to leave school early to enter the NFL draft. That brings the number of players leaving early to seven. Safety Deontay Thompson and linebacker Mack Wilson made their decisions public via Twitter on Sunday. They joined defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, running back Josh Jacobs, tight end Irv Smith Jr., and cornerback Savion Smith in declaring for the draft. Defensive lineman Raekwon Davis announced that he will return for his senior season. As has become common, the Tide have quite a few coaches to replace this offseason, and according to ESPN's Diana Russini, they may have already found their offensive coordinator. Russini tweeted Saturday that the Arizona Cardinals offered Steve Sarkisian the offensive coordinator position, but he instead has agreed to return to Alabama to work for Nick Saban. In 2017, Sarkisian was an offensive analyst for the Crimson Tide. He took over as offensive coordinator for the team in the college football playoff title game after Lane Kiffin departed to become Florida Atlantic's head coach. Former co-offensive coordinator Josh Gattis left the Tide recently for Michigan, and former quarterbacks coach and associate head coach Dan Enos, who reportedly was in line to be Alabama's offensive coordinator and play caller next season, left Friday to become the University of Miami's offensive coordinator. At Auburn, AL.com reported Saturday that Tim Horton, who's been the Tigers' running backs coach since Gus Malzahn took over in 2013, will no longer serve in that role moving forward, but will remain on the staff in an off-field role. 2018 was Auburn's worst season rushing since Malzahn took over as head coach. In basketball over the weekend, the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers got back on the winning track with a 93-78 win over Georgia. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 22 points and 7 assists. Up next, Auburn plays at Texas A&M on Wednesday night. Those same Texas A&M Aggies beat the Alabama Crimson Tide 81-80 on Saturday with a buzzer-beating three-pointer from T.J. Starks. The Tide were led by John Petty's 22 points. Next up for Alabama, they play at Missouri on Wednesday. In the rest of the SEC, number 3 Tennessee beat Florida 78-67. Number 18 Kentucky won a low-scoring game over Vanderbilt 56-47. Ole Miss remains undefeated in the SEC with an 81-77 win over rival Mississippi State. LSU beat Arkansas 94-88, and South Carolina handed Missouri its second straight loss 85-75. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Arkansas State 91-62, and the women's team also lost to the Red Wolves 65-42. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. All the way to how to exercise without really knowing you're exercising, trying to lose a few LBs here in the new year, some things you might be doing anyway that burn some calories. We'll give you details coming up. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
As the end of the year approaches, be reminded that business expense deductions for meals and entertainment have changed. Before 2018, you could deduct up to 50% of entertainment expenses directly related to the active conduct of trade or business. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 eliminated the deductions for these expenses. However, you may continue to deduct 50% of the cost of business meals if you are present and the food or beverages are not considered lavish or extravagant. Business meals may be provided to current or potential customers, clients, consultants, or similar business contacts. Food and beverages provided during an entertainment event are not considered entertainment if purchased separately.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool again with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, March Road at Ben Hamilton Road. That's an earlier accident involving a motorcycle. I-10 eastbound between a 3 and 4 mile marker. Still got a fender bender. Both of those are waiting for the records. You've got delays by Baker High School. Also, as you're traveling in Sims, just coming off of Mary G. Montgomery High School by Moffitt Road. A lot of radar in those areas, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months, Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Heads up here, new week. It's a new year, and if one of your New Year's resolutions is to get organized around the house, get rid of the junk first with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You piled up junk for years. Maybe it got bad over the holidays. We get it. You got junk, you need it gone. Even at your office, storage unit, anywhere you got junk, the folks from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, if you're in Mobile and Baldwin County, residential, commercial property, they can get rid of the junk. Maybe you want to have a house ready to get sold, a storage unit that is piled up with things you don't use but you pay for every month, or that stuff up in the attic, you know, that's up the creaky ladder stair, ladder springy thing. You don't want to go up there? They'll go up there and get the junk as well. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and get your new year started right with a clean out. Speaking of New Year's and New Year's resolutions, exercise is on a lot of people's list. Saw an interesting list here from Business Insider. Now, half of them really don't apply to us down here where we don't get hard water, but these are things that people can do that maybe doesn't seem like, you know, going to the fitness club or something like that. Just going for a leisurely walk, not speed walking, which is fun to watch
that
people do.
That is fun.
If you're leisurely walking, you have to whistle. That's the difference.
That's how you know you're leisurely walking.
I took a walking class in college.
Just get me started. I took a golf class too, so I'm not going to. Golf is on the list.
My teacher must have been a drill instructor because she.
You
thought
you did speed walk?
You had to, and they teach you the appropriate way to move your arms, your legs, and she took it very seriously. So I thought it was an easy A, you know, because I needed that freshman A.
Yes.
I fought for that thing.
Did she wear a headband, like a sweatband?
I don't even remember. I just remembered that I was deathly afraid of her. So
the walking coach. Going for a leisurely walk on their list here, burning 204 calories an hour on average. How about this? This is a fun thing. It's been years since I've done it, but I always have fun when I do. Bowling.
Yes.
219 calories an hour.
You know, our oldest kid's on the bowling team.
Bowling team?
Yeah.
Varsity bowling
team.
He's
got his bowling swag that he wears around school. In varsity, what?
That's pretty cool stuff. So 219 calories an hour. Of course, that may be if you're older and you have a pitcher of beer, that may be negated there, but 219. Yes, and but other than that, you're burning 219. Casual bike ride, even if you keep it under 10 miles an hour, 292 calories an hour. Golfing, if you carry your clubs, y'all. Yeah. You burn 314 calories in an hour. A couple of these that really don't apply to us unless we get to travel. Casual downhill skiing. Let me tell you, as many times as I've been skiing in my life, it's never casual. It's life and death. But casual downhill skiing or snowboarding, 314 calories an hour. And ice skating, that we know Kelly did a lot of, 511 calories an hour.
Oh, man.
Big time. That's casual ice skating, which, once again, I don't do casual. I mean, mine's the...
So no triple sow cows or Lutzes.
No, there's the hang on to the wall, the little short wall there, and pull myself around.
Yeah, but you ski, though. I mean, that's impressive because I've had ACL surgery. I just wouldn't mess with skiing.
No, my skiing still is not casual. It's the, oh, gosh, get down this mountain.
Does it feel like the trees find you?
I've not had an issue with the trees. It's just really the snow finds me and I fall down. All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5. Just some casual activities, burn some calories here in the new year. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Let me casually speak into the mic and tell you about a couple of fresh headlines you want to know about. As we inch closer and closer to the swearing-in ceremony for our state lawmakers and our chit-chat with our very own Jeff Poore, coming up right here on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, did want to tell you this, that along with Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, Attorney General Steve Marshall, and State Auditor Jim Ziegler, and other statewide constitutional officers will all be sworn in to their four-year terms this morning at 10 a.m. in front of the Alabama State Capitol building. I tell you that time because I know we've heard about the pre-festivities and the pre-festivity. 10 a.m. That's the magical time, and I know our news partners at WKRG are going to carry this live on Facebook. A pedestrian has died after trying to cross Alabama 87. 66-year-old James Clay Wright was hit by a sedan last week just before 5:30 p.m. in Pike County. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Wright was from Troy. The motorist who hit him has been identified as a 39-year-old woman from Kentucky. She was not injured. Two men have escaped from their work release program. Both were in custody at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Brewton. 28-year-old Christopher Pugh and 28-year-old Christopher Moy escaped sometime Friday afternoon. And according to court records, Pugh is very good at this. He's escaped before, back in August of 2012, and then again in September of 2012. And he has numerous charges for theft, arson, and other probation violations going back couple of years. He was awaiting a grand jury decision on charges of receiving stolen property, burglary, and theft. And his partner in crime, literally Moy, was in jail on charges of theft of property. That's according to court records. If you have information on the whereabouts of either wanted man, call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, area code 251-809-0741. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 727 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He has our forecast. We'll talk to him about the cool air that's in place now and what to expect by the end of the week. He does say about a week out from an actual cold outbreak, some real winter weather heading our way. Finally, winter will get here. It's been, I'll tell you what, compared to last year, I'm just thinking about this. Here's the measure I use. The number of times last year I pulled out the teams of the NFL bed sheets and the pieces of blue tarp to cover up the citrus trees. Right, you know I still have my teams.
I know you do.
That was handed down from my parents when I left decades ago. I've been gone since I was 17 out of the house, and it was probably when I was about 27. They said, it's time for you to come get some stuff, and in there was the teams of the NFL bed sheets.
Probably 24 teams.
I'm so old. Yes, it was just 12. It was, you know, teams of the NFL bed sheets there still get covered up. Used to cover up the plants outside. But yeah, we could actually have some well below 32 temperatures coming our way about a week out. He's going to talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we check in with Kane for a traffic update, and we'll check in with News 5 for more headlines coming up in just a second right here on Mobile Mornings, online at fmtalk1065.com. Remember, check us out, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. We're on Twitter at fmtalk1065. Also, a reminder, too, the podcasts, as they are posted, specific shows, interviews you don't need to miss, you need to follow at fmtalk1065pods on Twitter, and it'll let you know when that interview goes up. Check it out right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Extra police presence will be on the campus of Theodore High School today after a threat was made against the school on social media. School officials confirm a juvenile was arrested for the threat. Parents received this robocall from the school district.
The situation is under control and does not pose a threat. It is safe to come to school tomorrow.
A second threat aimed at Clark Shaw Middle School has parents concerned this morning. In that case, school officials say the child making the threat has also been identified. That student will not be at school today. A man in Escambia County, Florida, charged with two counts of DUI manslaughter, has been released from jail. Investigators say 24-year-old Hunter Black slammed into a car Saturday morning, killing two people, including a 15-year-old. Black was released from jail a day later on a $25,000 bond. And it's inauguration day for Governor Kay Ivey. The day's events begin with a prayer service at First Baptist Church, then the swearing-in ceremony at 10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
Additional employers in 13 states and Washington, D.C. won't, at least for now, be able to opt out of providing no-cost contraceptive coverage to women by claiming religious objections. A federal judge in California has issued a preliminary injunction of Trump administration rules from taking effect today. Indonesian Navy divers have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from that Lion Air jet that crashed into the Java Sea over 2 months ago. Correspondent Ivan Watson tells us it is a significant breakthrough.
Divers celebrating what has been a 2.5-month effort to find this critical piece of equipment to hopefully explain more about why a brand new plane crashed so soon after takeoff with these 189 people on board.
Republican Brian Kemp is set to be sworn in as Georgia's 83rd governor today in Atlanta. Kemp has promised to pursue conservative policies on abortion and religious freedom. Earnings season kicks off on Wall Street this week with stock futures uncertain about it, showing losses across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Thanks to our deepening love affair with SUVs and pickup trucks, the auto industry has been holding strong in the U.S., but the good news here is being tempered with flashing yellow lights overseas. Sales in China, by far the world's largest car market, likely contracted last year for the first time in decades. Ford and Fiat Chrysler swung from profits to red ink there in recent quarters. GM, a top player in China, which defied the weakness by posting record earnings there through much of last year, saw sales sink 25% in the fourth quarter. And European sales are also sliding, hampered by Britain's exit from the European Union and global trade concerns. Just as the field of Super Bowl contenders narrows to four, the field of Super Bowl halftime acts has been finalized at three. The NFL says Big Boy and Travis Scott will join Maroon 5 on the halftime gig. Crude oil down 47 cents at $51.12 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a broadly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the weekend, you said some rain in the mix. We had a little bit, but it wasn't a big soaker where we were.
Yeah, we had less than a quarter of an inch of rain, and most of the rain was well to the north of us. And, of course, then when you get far enough north, it became snow. Across the Ohio River and now all the way over to the Washington, D.C. area. That storm system is headed for the East Coast and offshore today, but the circulation around that storm still continues in the way of cloud cover and is affecting Alabama, much of Alabama this morning. We're going to become partly cloudy, and it's going to be a cool day today, only about 55 for the high this afternoon. And tonight, with the high pressure building right over us, we should have some rather cool temperatures, around 35, possibly 34 tomorrow morning. As for the rest of the day tomorrow, well, sunny skies and continued cool, about 55 for the high tomorrow afternoon. After that, we start to warm up. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine at about 62. On Thursday, moisture starts to move in from the Gulf of Mexico, and as a result, Thursday will be mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers, and a high about 65. Friday, again, moisture coming in from the Gulf, some shower activity, and temperatures in the upper 60s. Over the weekend, looks like a two-part weekend. Again, Saturday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers as a cold front approaches. The high on Saturday, 68 degrees, could make it to 70. And then on Sunday, a cold front moves in, an Arctic air mass is expected to drop down into the middle of the country, and we'll start to feel the effects on Sunday, the high only in the low 50s, perhaps just around 50 degrees, and then some cold weather for Monday and Tuesday of next week.
All right, so finally, something a little bit below average in wintertime temps.
Yeah, we could start to, on Sunday night, certainly Monday night, we could possibly see temperatures getting into the 20s. And so that's what we'll be faced with early next week. We'll have a better idea the next couple of days as to how much of that cold air will make it all the way to the Gulf Coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, and, you know, highs and lows and wet years and dry years and heavy hurricane years and light hurricane years, all that kind of information people can find in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
It's all in there in about 36 pages of all kinds of information. And those books are free. You can find them at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. On the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Insurance, and they're over in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Center across Baldwin County, Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Also, I want to say thanks to some of our other advertisers that make it possible, Alabama Power, also Chemco Metal Buildings, Smith Electric, and also Sexton Landscaping. And we'll really appreciate the making it possible to do this every year.
That's good stuff, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 43 now at our studios. We'll check the ride in with Kane next.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days.
on 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Good morning, everyone. For the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new wrecks. The few that we've got now moved out of the roadway. Steady ride so far as you're traveling again. Coming in from Baldwin County, westbound lanes along I-10. Pretty good ride also northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee. At 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, they've lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2, and always at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:40 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Welcome to this fresh week to work with. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the inventory and the financing. Lay it on us, Larry.
You know, we're always talking about how great the inventory is, but it's a fact. You know, we listen to our customers. We go buy what they want. We pretty much know from experience what they want, but we go ahead and still listen to them. We have what we call missed sales. Somebody comes in looking for something. We don't have it. We make a note of it and do our best to find it for them.
Now, I don't want to talk about age here, but you and your partner have decades here of doing this, so y'all know exactly what this... y'all know exactly what we're looking for along this area of the Gulf Coast. I mean, you've got the vehicles that we want.
Absolutely. Yeah, we stock we got the cash cars, although we call them cash cars, and we can finance any of them that's out here on the lot. We also put a warranty on everything out here on the lot. Everything rolls out here regardless of miles. It's got some type of warranty on it.
Also, you said financing's looking good in 2019.
It's continued on. No rate raises so far, so everything's looking good. We've got a multitude of lenders. Like I said, we signed on a new lender last week, so we're looking forward to doing business with them also.
All right. Give us directions. Come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right now, we'll check some headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. Good morning, everyone. As hundreds of thousands of workers are furloughed across the U.S. due, of course, to the partial government shutdown. It's day 24. We're talking about employees in the departments of transportation, housing and urban development, state, interior, agriculture, treasury, commerce, homeland security, and justice. Okay, so these people are waiting for the government shutdown to end. Meantime, on the flip side, it's a different story for members of Congress, as salaries for the House and Senate are written into permanent law and not funded through annual appropriations. Therefore, they are not subject to a government shutdown, and that means that all of our lawmakers are receiving their salaries of at least $174,000 a year. So there's a senator in Montana. He's a Republican named Steve Daines. He has introduced the No Work, No Pay Act, which requires all congressional pay be withheld during any government shutdown, saying folks are suffering at the expense of the political games being played in Washington. It's simple. It's the fundamental role of Congress to fund the government, and until that happens, they should not get paid. So in past shutdowns, there have been some congressional members who have asked that their pay be withheld until the government reopens or have that pay donated in a show of solidarity with federal workers. Now, President Trump, he has donated his $400,000 a year salary to various charities since he took office in 2016. As for our lawmakers here in Alabama, they received their biweekly pay of approximately $6,700. That was last week. So speaking of the shutdown, we have a poll right now on our website, fmtalk1065.com, with the question, when do you think the government shutdown will end? Here are your choices. Within a week, by the end of January, in 1 to 3 months, in 3 to 6 months, it won't reopen by the end of 2019, or the government will never reopen. Leading the pack by 51%, by the end of January. That's what more than half of you think will happen with our government shutdown. Go ahead and hop online and take that poll. We'd love to hear from you as to what you think. And then real quickly, there is a job fair this week. It's Thursday, January 17th in Bay Minette. More than 45 companies are looking to hire you, with a special priority for our veterans. If you're looking for jobs in the healthcare, industrial, hospitality, and retail industries, be sure to head to Bay Minette Thursday from 8 a.m. to noon at the Civic Center. Admission is free. This is is open to the public, and get this, a full-service mobile career center will help job seekers with your resumes and to register for JobLink. That's the state's free online jobs database. If you don't need a job, please tell a friend. This is the time, but this is vital. This is important. If you have questions, call 251-937-4161. That is the Bay Minette Career Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. More headlines and sports straight ahead.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, Kay Ivey will be sworn in again as Alabama's governor. The day's events begin with a prayer service at First Baptist Church, then the swearing-in ceremony at 10. Ivey kicked off her inaugural events with a party in Gulf Shores over the weekend. A man is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting in Mount Vernon. The shooting happened early Sunday morning at Barbecuing with My Honey. That's a bar on Highway 43. Authorities say a bullet was fired during a fight in the parking lot. It went through the wall of the bar. 39-year-old Wendell Barnes was shot in his head.
He was my baby football coach, and he was awesome dad, father, husband, everything.
Two missing fishermen will be remembered at a prayer vigil tomorrow in Theodore. That vigil will be held at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road, the same place where Floyd Nelson and David Stegman launched from Tuesday when they set out for a fishing trip. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL down to four teams now after four divisional round playoff games over the weekend. The four teams remaining were the top four scoring NFL teams this season and the four top seeds in the playoffs. On Saturday, the AFC's top-ranked Kansas City Chiefs beat the Indianapolis Colts 31-13. Chiefs Damian Williams ran for 129 yards and a score, and MVP candidate quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 278 yards. The Chiefs are now headed to their first AFC title game since 1994. In the second game Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Dallas Cowboys 30-22.
They've got the win, 30-22 over the Dallas Cowboys. Next stop, the NFC Championship game.
At final call from ESPN 710 AM in LA, the Rams had two running backs hit the century mark in the win. C.J. Anderson picked up 123 yards and two touchdowns, outpacing starting running back Todd Gurley, who had 115 yards and a touchdown of his own. It was the Rams' first playoff win in 14 years. On Sunday, the New England Patriots beat the L.A. Chargers 41-28 to earn a ticket to their eighth straight AFC Championship game. Sonny Michel led the Patriots with 129 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Here's his second touchdown in the first quarter.
Running it, Michel. Touch so far. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, New England.
And in a cool story from the game, former University of Mobile basketball player Sarah Thomas became the first female official to work an NFL playoff game. Thomas became the first woman hired by the NFL as a full-time official in 2015. And to wrap up the weekend, the number one seed New Orleans Saints outlasted the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome on Sunday afternoon to win 20-14. Drew Brees passed for 301 yards and two touchdowns. 171 of those yards went to Michael Thomas, who had 12 catches and one touchdown reception. Marcus Lattimore had two interceptions for the Saints, including the game-clinching pick. as the Eagles were driving with 2 minutes to play.
They get this off with a two-minute warning. Little surprise. Foles back, throws. Intercepted! Went right through Jeffrey's hands! It's Lattimore!
The two conference championship games will be played on Sunday. At 2:05, the Saints host the Rams, and at 5:40, the Chiefs host the Patriots. In college football news, two more Alabama Crimson Tide players on Sunday announced their intentions to leave school early to enter the NFL draft. That brings the total number of players leaving early to 7. That's the most in the SEC. Safety Deontay Thompson and linebacker Mack Wilson made their decisions public via Twitter on Sunday. They joined defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, running back Josh Jacobs, tight end Irv Smith Jr., and cornerback Savion Smith in declaring for the draft. Defensive lineman Raquan Davis announced that he will return for his senior season. As has become common, the Tide have quite a few coaches to replace this offseason, and according to ESPN's Diana Russini, they may have already found their offensive coordinator. Russini tweeted Saturday that the Arizona Cardinals offered Steve Sarkisian the offensive coordinator position, but he has instead agreed to return to Alabama to work for Nick Saban. In 2017, Sarkisian was an offensive analyst for the Crimson Tide. He took over as offensive coordinator for the team in the college football playoff title game after Lane Kiffin left to become Florida Atlantic's head coach. Former co-offensive coordinator Josh Gattis left the Tide recently to coach at Michigan, and former quarterbacks coach and associate head coach Dan Enos, who reportedly was in line to be Alabama's offensive coordinator and play caller next season, left Friday to become the University of Miami's offensive coordinator. At Auburn, AL.com reported Saturday that Tim Horton, who's been the Tigers' running backs coach since Gus Malzahn took over in 2013, will no longer serve in that role moving forward. He will remain on the staff in an off-field role. 2018 was Auburn's worst season rushing since Malzahn took over as head coach. In basketball over the weekend, the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers got back on the winning track with a 93-78 win over Georgia. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 22 points and 7 assists. Up next, Auburn plays at Texas A&M on Wednesday night. Those same Texas A&M Aggies beat the Alabama Crimson Tide 81-80 on Saturday with a buzzer-beating three-pointer from TJ Starks. The Tide were led by John Petty's 22 points. Next up for Alabama, they play at Missouri on Wednesday. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Arkansas State 91-62, and the women's team also lost to the Red Wolves 65-42. 7:51 now, I'm Dalton Norwig. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. It's been a good ride as you're traveling from Malmus, 181 to 90 and I-10. You've got heavier traffic there. Also, Mobile County, Daphne, Moffitt, Spring Hill, and 65. You're finding heavier traffic by Baker High School. Around Snow and Tanner Williams, big delays there as well. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McGray Avenue in Mobile. Get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's, including the newest line of beads and toys. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool, with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool again, with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
753 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Cool start in the 40s now, heading for a high just around 54, says Dr. Bill. And rain coming by the weekend. Details coming in just a little bit. Right now, headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. It is 7:54 on your Monday morning. Here's the headline you need to know about is the mother of five children who died in a horrific crash while on their way to Disney World has filed a lawsuit against two truckers, Steve Holland, and others on behalf of the mother of 14-year-old Jeremiah Warren. Warren and other children were in a church van from Louisiana back on January the 3rd when they were killed in that crash near Gainesville, Florida. Holland is of West Palm Beach and truck driver Douglas Bulkema. They were both killed. Attorneys went to inspect the two tractor trailers involved and examine the driving records of both men. Court records show that Holland received numerous tickets between 2000 and 2014 for violations like speeding and driving an unsafe vehicle and driving an overloaded vehicle. To our nation's capital we go, and news impacting our senator, our Alabama Senator Doug Jones, as his net approval rating has dropped 17 points since the first quarter of 2018. This is according to quarterly rankings of U.S. senators. A poll is conducted by Morning Consult Poll. It says that Jones' approval rating of 40% with a disapproval rating of 35%. And then there were 25% who said they had no opinion of the freshman Democrat. Jones is a former federal prosecutor who defeated Republican Roy Moore back in December of 2017. Now, Alabama senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby, he had a fourth quarter approval rating of 47% with a disapproval rating of 27%, and 26% said they had no opinion. So I told you last hour about the most popular senators. Here are the least popular senators. Republican Jeff Flake, 49% disapproval. Democrat Claire McCaskill, Missouri Senator, 49% disapproval. And Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, 47% disapproval. Bob Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, had 45% disapproval, with Dean Heller rounding out the top five of least popular senators with a 45% disapproval rating. Well, as for McCaskill, she lost her reelection campaign in November. And Flake, well, he opted out to run again, so I don't really think they care about these numbers, but I'm bringing you the information you need to know because this is a political talk show and you need to know those things. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Although I say all those individuals have an advantage over the overall approval number for Congress, which is somewhere down around scurvy.
Right.
You know, it's 7-8% approval for Congress. So individuals actually doing a little bit better than in large. Then I saw this. And let me say this. This classy, sexy lady may not be welcome at Walmart in Wichita anymore, Wichita, Kansas, but she's certainly welcome in my life. Cops in Wichita Falls, Kansas, got a call Friday morning from a Walmart about something unique happening in their parking lot. The employees said there was a woman who'd been driving one of their motorized shopping carts around the parking lot for at least 2.5 hours.
Dang.
Riding around out there. She was drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Wait.
She's inventive, right? By the time the cops got there, the woman was gone, but they did find her at a restaurant nearby. They didn't arrest her, but they told her that the Walmart store was officially banning her. So,
how did she drink the wine out of the Pringles can and not seep through
Pringles
the bottom?
Pringle can just repurposed.
I guess, because she's been driving around for so long. She knew what she was doing. Wasn't her first rodeo.
For sure. There you go. Riding around motorized cart, drinking wine out of a Pringles can. Gentlemen, be still our hearts. We'll be right back.
Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side.